Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, and so glad that you're listening in tonight. It's going to be a fun call. I've got two-star crown Rachel Ortent going to talk about how to manage your busy life. I know all of us are busy. Doesn't matter what you do. In today's day and age, in today's world, there's nobody with an empty inbox. And so she's going to talk about how to manage your busy lifestyle, whether you work full-time or not, whether you've got husband, wife, kids or not, no matter what your challenges are, she's going to talk about how to prioritize things and make sure that you're going to get done what you need to get done. She's got four tips to help you be more successful, and she's a busy person and is a two-star crown heading for a three-star crown, getting a lot done. There's no question about that. So. But before we get into that training, what I'd like to do is just make a couple of important announcements. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and start with a big announcement, which is tonight is the last day for our Triple R promotion, but actually it's not. We are going to go ahead and extend our Triple R promotion for June and July. We had a lot of great feedback. We've seen people really use the recruiting side of the promotion to energize their business, and definitely the rank advancement piece has been super important for lots of people's businesses. So you're going to see some announcements tomorrow. Basically, we're going to be putting back on the table $1,000 first prize and $500 second prize for the top recruiters in June and July. We're going to continue on, of course, with our loyalty gift cards. In fact, we handed out, I think, our first 100 loyalty gift cards here earlier this month, and we got more coming on board every day. And most importantly, our rank advancement promotions are going to continue as well. The one important change with the rank advancement promotions is that if you advance to executive or above, you have the opportunity to go to convention for free, but you must have purchased your convention ticket by June 15th. So we're going to give you another 15 days to buy your convention ticket, and then you can bet on yourself as to whether you're going to make it to executive or diamond or green diamond or blue diamond or black or whatever you're shooting for. If you advance in rank and you already have your convention ticket, as long as you advance in rank in June or July, then you can go to convention for free. So make that commitment. We really want people to make their commitment to go to convention. And not only that, but we're going to extend the price, which is our $229 price, through Friday at midnight Pacific time. So for those of you who were thinking, oh, I'm going to win my convention ticket, we're going to give you another few days to make sure that you get the very best price on your convention ticket, and then you might be able to win it in June or July if you haven't already won it in April or May. So Triple R promotion continuing on, which is awesome. We're going to extend the $229 price for convention tickets. For those who are brand new to Perium, in Perium for 30 days or less, the price is only $189. We're going to have a tremendous amount of value. I mean, the company actually spends six figures above and beyond the cost of the ticket prices themselves to have all of the food and entertainment and healthy happy hours and samples and gifts and goodies and all kinds of awesome stuff, recognition. So it's going to be a ton of fun, and if you've not been to convention, you need to get there. If you've been there, then you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, Triple R promotion continuing on. We're extending that convention price, and make sure that you get your convention tickets. One price we're not going to be extending is the May PLC special. The May PLC special is on bio skincare, and it's $50 off. So this is the last day to get bio skincare at $50 off. For those of you who hadn't seen my, I didn't do a before and after picture. I did half of my face on bio, half of my face not with bio, and it's just an unbelievable difference as to what this product can do. So I know firsthand, absolutely, that bio skincare is a game-changing product. If you use skincare, even if you don't, I never was a skincare user, and now I use the bio skincare every day. I love it, and I'm confident you will too. And just like all our products, we get a 60-day money-back guarantee if for some reason you're not in love with your bio skincare. So make sure that you take advantage if you are a PLC member with that PLC special. We have two PLC specials for the month of June, and I'm not going to spoil what those are, but one of them is just as good as the Bio Skincare Special. I mean, it's a dynamite skincare or dynamite PLC special. So June's going to be just as exciting from a product standpoint, maybe even more exciting than the month of May. So be looking for your text messages. Be looking for Dave Sandoval's call tomorrow night. He does his Purium Lifestyle calls every Wednesday night. So listen in to Dave tomorrow, and I'm sure he's going to be talking about what the two specials are for the month of June. And speaking of June, Dave and I are going to be together in Germany this Saturday and Sunday. I'm taking off tomorrow, and we're going to be in Rosenheim, Germany for our annual European convention. And then we're doing a UK kickoff the following week in Cardiff, Wales on Saturday, June 11th. So if you know anybody over in Europe, especially Austria, Germany, or the UK, let them know that we're going to be out there, and we've got some major improvements in our European business, and you're going to see that. And you're going to see that as we really take off on another stage of growth here coming out of our U.S. convention, that Europe's going to be a big part of it as well. So very, very exciting things happening. Dave and Amy continue to invest in the business, and we try to be as many places as possible. So Dave and I are going over to Germany and the UK. Amy's going to go over to Santa Barbara on June 16th, so make sure you get over there. Paula Williams, she's a diamond leader over in Santa Barbara, putting together a great event. So take a look at your email blast, take a look at your calendar. You know, we're going to do a better and better job as we go forward, making sure that everybody's updated on what's going on, because we're going to have more and more events, especially in the fall. You're going to see again that we're going to do lots of events, lots of super healthy happy hours, lots of diamond boot camps, and a couple of other special events as well. So you got to be a convention to get the info first, another reason that you want to be there. So speaking of convention, let me give away a convention ticket, and then we'll get Rachel Ortenz on the line. So I'm going to put this call into Q&A mode, which allows you, if you hear your name, to hit star 6. So if you hear your name, hit star 6, and you're going to be winning a convention ticket and going for free. And the winner of tonight's convention ticket is a consultant, and I love that we can give away tickets to consultants, consultant from Arizona, and her name is Penelope Knowles-Ruff. So Penelope, if you're on the line from Arizona, hit star 6, and you're going to convention for free. Penelope,
hello?
Is that you? Yeah, is that you?
Yes.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Yeah.
So well, cool. Well, to win this ticket, first of all, you have to make the commitment to go to convention, and secondly, you had to enroll a PLC member last week. If you don't mind, tell us who your PLC member was last week.
Oh, my PLC was my sister.
Your sister, perfect.
Yes, and she's very excited about the
awesome
product. And, yeah, and the business.
Well, good. Well, we love people who are excited about the product and the business before they even get going, and congratulations, and thanks for making the commitment. You know, people say, oh, I'm only a consultant. I don't know if I should go to convention, or I live all the way out in Arizona. I don't know if I should go to convention. I'm too busy. I don't know if I should go to convention. And I'm glad that you made that commitment, and now you're going for free.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Okay.
Congratulations,
thank you.
Penelope. All right. Well, cool. Well, as I said earlier, our special guest on tonight's call, she's doing her 10 minutes of awesome, is two-star crown Rachel Ortenz from New Jersey. And Rachel, I know that people have lots of excuses as to why they don't get stuff done, and one of the excuses is I'm too busy. And I'm really interested. I got my pen and paper out. I know I'm a busy person, and I want to figure out how I can organize my time a little bit better. So tell me how you squeeze all that you do in a day, how you get that done, and glad that you're on the line tonight.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me on. And I'm glad that you have your pen and paper, because you're going to need it. And I hope everyone has their pen and paper, because these are some really great tips. These are tips that I've implemented myself, and it's really helped, because in the beginning, as you know, I was working full-time as a pharmaceutical sales rep, working 70 hours a week. I have two little kids at home. I've got three pets, a husband, a house to take care of, and I was also running another business. So needless to say, I was really busy. And when I first heard about Purium, and obviously when I first made the commitment to work my Purium business and to really run with it, I obviously sacrificed a lot, you know, but there were still things that I did not sacrifice. And that's what I want to talk to everyone tonight about, how you can still get the most important things done that you need to do, and yet still work on your legacy project, which is Purium, and still be able to do all the things that you enjoy. So this is the deal. Everyone's busy. Like you said, we're all busy. If we're not working full-time, we're working part-time, we're busy mothers, we're busy parents, and life is busy. There's so many things going on all the time. And you really don't realize that so much until you're a parent, I feel like, when you see your kids getting older in front of your eyes and time just flies. And you see that, you know, life is short and the hours go by fast, but we all have 24 hours in a day. So how can you stretch out those 24 hours in a day? And as you're growing your business, we get bombarded. People want to be, you know, people text us, they Facebook message us. There's notifications going on all the time. There's emails, like you said. If you only saw my email box, oh my goodness, you'd probably freak out. There's so many emails in my email box, but there's so many things going on. How in the world do we put prioritize and put the most important things first and then get all these things done? And how can you be busy yet productive, and not so busy, but yet productive? So here are some four tips. So the first one is to evaluate what your mission statement is. So evaluate, what do you want out of life? And I know this is a big question, but think about it this way. And I know this might even sound a little morbid, but if you had 6 months to live, what do you wish that you had gotten done? So for some people, it's, you know, maybe they wish that they spent more time with their family. Some people wish that they had better finances. Some people wish that they were closer to God. Some people wish that they were able to leave a legacy. So if you had 6 months to live, what are the most important things in your life? And that'll help to separate. So that's the first thing. And then along with that, think of those things as items in a bucket. So you have your bucket and you're trying to get in the bucket sand, water, gravel, and big rocks. So how do you get all of those items into that bucket? Well, the first thing you have to do is put in the big rocks. That's the first thing. The second thing is the gravel. The third thing is the sand. And the fourth thing is the water. So this is how you prioritize things into that bucket. Always, always, always put the most important things first in your life. So that's tip number one. Tip number two is to plan and reflect. So the day that I like to do this is on Sunday. And the reason why is because the week has gone by, Monday's a new day, and it's a good time. You're kind of relaxed from the weekend. It's a good time to reflect back into your schedule, into your calendar, and think about what were your wins and what were your losses. Your wins meaning, you know, I was really productive in my business, or I spent quality family time, I spent quality time with my spouse, you know, I worked on my legacy project, I worked on my business, I did a lot of things right. And then look back and think, well, what were my time wasters? What could I have done better? Maybe I didn't go to the gym at all and I really wanted to go to the gym. You know, write down what your wins and what your losses are, and then reflect on that. And then plan your week out according to, again, those big rocks. Put your big rocks in first, and then plan out the rest of your calendar according to your wins, your losses, and the most important things that you want to get done that week and the most important things in your life. And I'll give you a really quick example personally. So the most important things in my life is my faith, obviously, my family, and my health. I have a certain schedule of worship and spiritual obligations that I don't let anything get in the way. I don't care who it is or what it is, nothing gets in the way of that. And then with my kids, I have a specific time that I spend with them, and I don't schedule any calls, and I don't do anything that's going to get in the way of me spending that time with my kids. And the same thing with going to the gym. I work out. If I didn't work out, you would probably hear a different Rachel on the phone right now. I'm a crazy person if I don't get to work out. That's my therapy. That's my drug. So I schedule time to go to the gym, and those are the most important things in my life. And obviously my Purium business is right up there too. So, you know, then anything else, entertainment or hanging out with friends or whatever, those things are secondary, but that's the way that I plan my week according to the most important things in my life. So tip number three, be proactive, not reactive. And in a world of social media and text messaging and phone calls and email notifications, it's so incredibly easy to be reactive. If people want your attention, they want it now. People want to text message you and they want a response right away. People Facebook message you, there's Facebook Live now, there's Periscope. There's so many different distractions that can get us to be reactive. And by the time you know it, here we are reacting to everything. We're not working on what's important. We're not working on our legacy project. What we're doing is reacting to everyone else. And now we're living on everyone else's schedule and not our own. So be proactive, not reactive. Take time to answer people on your schedule, not on their schedule. So if you have set aside times during the day that you're going to answer emails or whatever, then do it. But don't feel bad about answering a text message right away if it's distracting you from doing what's important to you. And here's the last tip. So tip number four, don't sweat the small stuff. And I know we've heard this before, but it's so true. If we spend our time worrying about little, small, petty details about who said what or who did that or she hurt my feelings or, you know, just stupid stuff that doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. If you spend your time worrying so much about things that you cannot control, you are wasting precious time that you could spend towards the more important things, the rocks in the bucket. So if you're ever feeling that way and you're like, you know, worrying about things, do this one exercise. Imagine that you're in, and I don't know how I'm doing on time, but imagine that you're in a hot air balloon. Take yourself up in that hot air balloon, 1,000 feet, 5,000 feet, 10,000 feet, 30,000 feet. I don't even know if that's possible, but imagine it. And look down at that little tiny problem that's worrying you so much. And now look at it, the big picture. Look at the most important things around you and think, is it really that big of a deal? Is it really worth me worrying so much about? I can't do anything about it. Is it really worth spending all this time and energy in my head worrying about the small little problem when I could be focusing on the bigger things in my life and the things that are going to bring me joy and the things that are going to be towards my greater mission? So that is my training. How did I do on time, Dave?
You were right at 10 minutes, so that was perfect. I didn't want to have a time management training that went 25 minutes, so good job, Rachel.
Seriously.
Yeah, that was perfect. So very cool. Well, let's go back through, you know, because I love the list. You know, I'm kind of a to-do guy. I'm kind of a to-do list, and I think that, you know, I really like the way that you put the pieces of the puzzle together. And, you know, starting with that evaluation of mission, and I think it seems like, you know, people are so busy that they don't think. They don't think they have time to think. They don't feel like they have time to really know where they're going. And how often or when did you realize that putting together a mission is important? And you know, tell us about that process and kind of the idea of, you know, tapping into that bigger picture. You know, what does that look like? Because for a lot of people, you know, they're not too bad at managing their daily to-do list, but they're not so good at kind of coming up with that bigger picture concept.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't start thinking about a mission statement or my why or, you know, my bigger purpose until I actually got into network marketing. And, you know, that's all part of learning how to be an entrepreneur. And that's with anyone who's an entrepreneur, you know, they have to think about what is it that they really want for their life and what is their mission statement going to be? What kind of legacy do you want to leave if you were to die right now? You know, what, again, not to be morbid, but think about that bigger picture. And sometimes people don't think about those things until, one, obviously they're getting into a business like this and they're kind of forced to think about that. Or two, you know, until they are at a point where their life is threatened, you know, and they think about, like, what is my bigger purpose? What's my mission statement? So for me, it was getting into network marketing, you know, 5 years ago and really, but then really recently, I would say, like, really recently, maybe a year and a half ago when I really reevaluated it and thought about it from a different standpoint. And it's ever changing. It really is. I mean, the core is still there, but it's becoming more clear to me for sure.
Well, that's great. And I can feel your energy level, you know, here in the last year and a half really pick up, you know, and your, like, certainty around who you are and what you want to accomplish. Do you feel like that this piece of it is kind of important or part of, you know, what's driving that?
Oh, for sure. For sure. It's, yeah. I mean, I feel that too in myself. I have more clarity about where I'm going and who I'm supposed to be. And then also too, you know, the person that I'm growing into. And I'm really passionate about it, you know, and you know, not to make this a emotional love fest, but I thank Purium for that, obviously, because it was the vehicle. It is the vehicle that's allowed me to grow into that.
Well, cool. Well, you know, I think the other thing too is that, you know, as a leader, you know, you want to attract powerful people. You want to attract positive people. You want to attract energetic people. You want to, you know, and so the better that you are, the easier it is for you to attract those types of people, and it helps your business and it helps your life. And, you know, everyone wants to surround themselves with people that are, you know, that are positive and have those things going. So I'm glad that you spent some time, you know, talking about the mission part of things. And then I love the last part about, you know, not sweating the small stuff. And, you know, we are bombarded with so many input, you know, I mean, you're talking about being proactive, but also, you know, not allowing yourself to get distracted. You know, so how do you, can you give any more examples of stuff that you allow to kind of slide off your back or, you know, not be important to allow you to do those big things with your faith and your family and your working out and all those things? I mean, can you give any specifics on stuff that you kind of let slide?
Well, I mean, every day, you know, when you get to the level of crown and leadership levels, you're going to be dealing with a lot of different personalities. You're going to be dealing with a lot of, you know, people, and especially in this business, obviously. And you'll get criticized, you know, it's not easy if you don't have thick skin. And that's part of letting things slide, you know, and not letting things bother you. But that's also business, you know. I feel like you have to learn not to be so emotional when it comes to business, even if this is a people business and it's easy to get emotionally vested in people when you're doing this business, but it's really important to learn how to turn that off too when you need to. And so, you know, like when you're watching TV, which is a huge time waster, you know, but people love drama. And when they watch it, you know, on TV and they're watching drama, all I'm thinking of is like, wow, these people are spending so much time worrying about the stupidest things, you know, and the things that are letting them bother them. And not only that, but there's a TV show being made out of it and people are making money off of it and people are watching it. So that's even more time being wasted. But personally, you know, it's that drama that you have to avoid, and working with people all the time, you know, if something gets said to you that you might feel like it's offensive, you got to just let stuff like that roll off your back. You can't let it bother you, because it's just going to trip you up, and it's money out of your pocket. You know, it's time wasted. So I guess that's the biggest thing in network marketing, you know, is people and different personalities.
Yeah, I like to say that one of the best things about network marketing is that you don't have a boss and you don't have a place to show up. And, you know, yet in some ways it's one of the things that makes it the hardest, is that you've got nobody telling you what to do and nobody setting your own priorities. So this time management subject is really important. And, you know, one of the things that you said early on was this idea of, you know, what you're not willing to sacrifice. And I love that you started with that concept. But then also understanding and making a conscious decision. And I know for myself, you know, I've gone out of balance. I think that balance in some ways is a myth. I think that the idea of having balance throughout your life is definitely something that is a great goal to strive for. But on the other hand, it's great to be out of balance at times, because to accomplish something amazing, you have to be out of balance. You have to be willing to sacrifice, you know, willing to put in and invest, you know, more time and money and effort and risk, and be willing to, you know, to put yourself out there in a way that maybe is not 100% comfortable, because that's where the big gains come, is when you do something that's not 100% comfortable. And so, you know, for me, you know, I've invested a good amount of my time and energy in Imperium, but it's a conscious decision that, you know, my wife and myself and, you know, my two boys, I mean, we've made together. We understand that this is the time. This is an awesome opportunity. We can help lots of people. And, you know, I'm hoping that it's going to provide a financial situation for our family long-term that's going to be great, and that this is the time where I really believe and my family really believes that the company is going to grow. And so, you know, that's why I'm still here at the office at 7:30 at night on these calls, is because I've made a conscious decision and proactively decided that this is how I'm going to invest my time, and I'm glad that I do. And so, Rachel, thanks for sharing your insights and putting this training together in 10 minutes and you know, giving us so many good ideas in such a short period of time. So appreciate you sharing tonight.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it, too.
All right. Well, good. Well, was a fun call. Hope you are going to be getting your bio skincare there under the wire, and that you're excited about the RRR promotion that's going to be extended, which is going to provide more opportunity for you. And not only that, but we've got a couple of dynamite PLC specials here for the month of June. So keep your eyes and ears open. And congratulations to Penelope for her winning the convention ticket. And we will talk to you tomorrow night. Dave Sandoval, Imperium Lifestyle Call. So thanks, everybody, for being on the line. Thanks again, Rachel. Talk to you soon. Bye now.